This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so, many would say the battle is on. Well, I wouldn't know if that's the case for only the PDP, because after something I watched yesterday, it seems like the APC might also be caught up in the same storm the PDP in Rivers State is caught up in. Whether this is true or not is what we aim to find out in this conversation this morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Now, you know that the PDP already, there are divides. We have the PDP in this state not, well, giving support to the president. Presidential candidate of the party at the national level, and we have some members in the PDP in Rivers State who are in support of the presidential candidate of the party. In Rivers State, we also know that the APC are on with their campaign for the governorship candidates. But have you thought about it? Have you heard in any of the campaign grounds the APC in Rivers State campaigning for its presidential candidate? And come to think about it, I've looked around Rivers State and I'm trying to count how many billboards I've found that had the picture of the APC presidential candidate and the governorship candidate of the party in Rivers State with other candidates for the House of Reps and Senate in one picture. Well, maybe there are some parts of Port Harcourt, because, I mean, I can't go all around Port Harcourt. But from the little I've seen, well, that has been a question many are asking. And one man who is a chieftain of the APC, a member of the Presidential Campaign Council, and is also a former chief of staff, Tony Okocha, says, well, some people in the party in the state are not working for the victory of the presidential candidate of the APC. We'll find out more from him. In the meantime, this is an excerpt from a statement that was released, I think, sometime yesterday. Just listen to it. It's Tony Okocha speaking here with other members of the APC Presidential Campaign Council.
Truth is that some directors of the PCC have taken the initiatives to meet and reach at certain roadmaps. What is lacking, therefore, is a general meeting that ordinarily would have hemmed a synergy of the various thoughts, opinions, and decisions. More worrisome is the fact that the party in the state that could have produced or provided a shoulder of succor is enmeshed in some laughable cacophony of inanities. You will recall that the party leadership recently granted a press conference where it threatened to abandon ship because, according to them, some governors of the Southwest had visited with their brother governor of River State to woo him into the support of our principal without recourse or obtaining express permission from the leadership of the party in the state. Two, that some APC honchos had played guests to Governor Wike of River State either to inaugurate or commission projects of the state government. This, the party leadership here, had concluded to mean promotion of another party and total abandonment. Such party leaders as Minister Rajiv Fashola, Governor Omahi of Ebonyi State, former Governor Adams Oshomole, Senator Henneken Lobovary, etc., have been roundly criticized to the extent that the party at the National has been requested to sanction them for anti-party activities.
Well, you heard Tony Okocha speaking there and saying, some of the people from the APC that were invited to River State by the governor of the state, Yesom Wike, some members of the APC here in the state have been calling for their sanction, accusing them of anti-party activities, which brings us to ask, is there some seeming divide in the APC that we are not aware about? And the last time I had the spokesperson for the governorship campaign council in River State, Sogbeya Eli, I remember asking him about campaigns or issues relating to campaigns for the president of the presidential candidate of the party, and he says, well, that's out of his purview. He's saddled with the responsibility of, you know, ensuring campaigns for the governorship candidate. Well, let's find out more. We'll go over now to our guest who is speaking to us via telephone. I understand is on his way to Uyo for the APC campaign. Mr. Tony Okocha, you're welcome, and good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually on my way to Calabar. I had a campaign in Uyo yesterday, so today is Calabar, son. So
okay.
On my way to Calabar.
All right, Calabar, not Uyo. Thank you for the correction. Let's start quickly with this. I was listening to a press statement that you put out yesterday. If I'm correct, was that yesterday?
No, it wasn't yesterday. I think it was on Thursday.
Okay. Now, in that statement, you were alluding to the fact that there are some sort of divides within the APC in the state and some people who are not comfortable with certain way things are being done. That's the first part of it. I'd like you to address this issue first. The APC in Rivers State, are there internal crisis at the moment? Something similar to what is happening in the PDP, if I would add.
No. If you read me clearly, I wasn't interested in whatever, if there was any crisis in the APC at all. Our concern in that statement was about our presidential candidate. And I didn't just read it. I was just the chief emissary, so to speak. But it was a meeting of concerned members of the PCC and the ICC. And I'm sure you know what PCC and ICC mean. Presidential Campaign Council and an Independent Campaign Council. We have members from the three states and Abuja. And of course, River State is not an exception. So we are discussing the issues as it pertains to our candidate, the presidential candidate of the party, for which reason we were set up. So that was the issue. It's not about whether we have a problem in APC or not. But I mean, well, somehow, somewhat, that has gone to the cooler. The problem right now is about the presidential candidate who have 2 days to election and nothing is happening in the state. So it was sort of worried. So that was the whole essence of
who is in charge? Who is in charge of the presidential campaign of your party's candidate in Rivers State?
Yeah, that's clear. It's clear. In our issue, like I said, in our press, we said that Tonya Cole, who is a candidate of the party, is by that very fact the chairman or the coordinator of the PCC in the state. It is a decision that was made by the Senator that when you have the governor of a state who is a member of the APC, he necessarily becomes the coordinator of the PCC in that state. When you don't have a governor, in a state where you don't have a governor of the party, the governorship candidate automatically, takes the rostrum as coordinator, and that is what it is. So as the Tony Cole, being the candidate of the APC in River State, is the coordinator of the PCC in River State. While we have Honorable Austin Wokota as the coordinator and chairman of the ICC in River State. In other words, these two bodies are at the apogee of the presidential campaign in the whole country. And the one we're discussing right now is as it concerns River State.
Okay, so is there a particular reason why you think the governorship candidate of your party, Akite Tonyekoh, isn't campaigning enough or campaigning at all for the presidential candidate of the party?
We made statements of facts.
So give us the facts. That's what we want to hear. From your position, what could you say is the fact behind why you're not seeing that sort of campaign?
Well, first and foremost, I want them to agree that there is no campaign at all coming from the governorship candidate, who incidentally is the chairman of the coordinator of the PCC. I want that fact to be established, that there is no campaign that encompasses the candidate of the party for the presidential election. Because if we agree to that, then we'll go to the next page. The next other page is, if you look at again around our environment, you begin to see that voters are beginning to emerge, where the governorship candidate shares with the candidate of the Labour Party, OC, because they feel that the people in River State would not want to vote for Tinubu. And I'm mentioning Tinubu in any campaign ground,
You think people in River State would not want to vote for your party presidential candidate?
No, that is what he is thinking.
Did you speak with him or have any meeting with him and other members, perhaps of the ICC, to confirm that this is what their thought is and that's the strategy behind why they do not mention the name of their presidential candidate?
Oh, my dear friend Andrew, we are not children in this business. I mean, we should be able to read in between the lines. When a coordinator of an organization that is supposed to trump up support for royal support for a presidential candidate refuses to even call a meeting of the body itself, what does that tell you? What does it tell you? And don't also forget that we also still have one thing that appears to be festering in the state. That what is festering in the state is the trauma of the seat syndrome. You know, he was on the other side when we did the Tinubu thing. But naturally, one would have thought that with the emergence of the presidential candidate, all of those things would have been everybody would have come together to work for the candidate. Otherwise, you leave the scene. You know, I know it's not nice for people to pretend and do what they shouldn't do at all.
So are you suggesting that the former Minister of Transportation losing out at the party's convention, failing to clinch the ticket, is also perhaps responsible for why we're not seeing any sort of serious campaign for your party presidential candidate? Is that what you're insinuating? Or are you saying that it's a situation similar to the PDP where maybe the Rivers APC is going to support its governorship candidate, but we might not see a lot of support for the presidential candidate?
Please, I will enjoy you to take the first decision. The first decision is the fact that the wound of the defeat of the presidential aspiration of Ruth Dimitri Bika Mechi, who incidentally is the godfather of the candidate of the APC in River State, is still very much afresh. And of course, you can't take that away from the entire...
But then that's typically similar to the PDP, because many people are saying that the governor of Rivers State is, I mean, adamant and loggerheads with the presidential candidate of the party and not supporting because he lost out on the ticket and that wound is still very fresh in his mind. And hence the reason why, despite him saying, you must resign, it's basically the fulcrum of all of this is the fact that he lost the presidential ticket. That's what many are saying. So if you're also alluding to the fact that, well, the former Minister of Transportation losing the presidential ticket of the APC could be responsible, I think it's fair to say that it is a similar situation with the PDP.
No, I don't agree. You know, this is a rebellion with a cause, while the other one is rebellion without a cause. Now, I'm not properly placed to discuss PDP, but if we follow what we hear and read from the faction, the function of the governor, Wike, or governor of River State, is talking about, look, there was an agreement that if a candidate emerges from the north, all right, the chairmanship of the party that is already in the north will necessarily resign and come back to the south. That is their contention. And that they haven't emerged as candidate of the party for the presidential election, the chairmanship of the party to come to the south. That is their principal concern. Now, in our own case, in the case of the APC, the concern here is about the person. You know, some person who are feeling that at the point that Tinubu emerged, he shouldn't have emerged because, well, they say he's still looking, he's fragile, he was sick, he's unfit to govern and all of that, and they were wrong. I mean, at Adokia Mesimeka Stadium, where Rosina Mechi had to run around the stadium to show that he was physically fit and that the person who was going to contest with him couldn't do anything and all of those. So you can now see that this is rebellion with the cause. The other one is rebellion without a cause. So if they can be mistake, they put the two together. The point we're making, my dear friend Andrew, I know that you go to the next other session, is our concern is that in this state, where we come from, River State, we should be integrated in the entire system. We should be seen to be part of the making of Bola Tinubu's presidency come 2023. Because at the end of the day, I'm telling you that at least I had the privilege of going around the state too to campaign with him. I'm chairman of the Independent Campaign Council plan of the Protocol and Logistics Committee, you know, nationwide. So it has given me the opportunity to travel, and I've seen what is happening in other states. And when you just suppose that with what is happening in River State, it's arrant nonsense.
All right.
And then, of course, I've always said that politics is local. I can't be doing all of those at the national and at the home front. When you get to the point to present my own report card, I'll be seen as empty and fallow.
So this is majorly a concern for you, trying to ensure that your image looks really good for your presidential candidate?
No, it's not about my image. It's the image of the state. Don't forget that in 2015, River State was unable to produce even 15% of the total vote cast for the president, the outgoing president. In 2019, it was worse.
Have you had a conversation or a meeting with the governorship candidate of your party in River State and other members of the ICC to perhaps understand what is happening and what the strategy is? Has there been a call for a meeting of that nature?
Severally. The PCC has directorates, and a good number of us are in different directorates. All right? I'm a member of the PCC. I'm in the directorate of the support group. There are some who are members of the contact and mobilization. There are some who are in the directorate of election planning and all of that. We are all members of PCC in this state. All right? At some different times, some of the directories have met, and opinions have been countered, and certain decisions are reached. Now, what is missing generally is the fact that we need to synergize, we need to come together, you know, to have a pool of those opinions and put them together and make a headway that who will convince the meeting.
Okay.
If you go ahead to do it, it will mean like you are disturbing somebody's position.
All right, Mr. Tony. Just hold on for a few minutes. We have a short commercial coming up. After the commercial, the conversation continues. Tell us if you think Rivers, PDP and APC are divided.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, and we're asking you, what do you think? The Rivers PDP and Rivers APC, are they in the same situation as do they have divided support for the presidential candidate? Does the Rivers APC, just like the Rivers PDP, have divided support for its presidential candidate? With what you've heard so far, what's your position? Let us know on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. And you can also send in WhatsApp messages with your questions, 0809-030-6416. My guest is still very much with us, Tony Okocha, a chieftain of the APC. And, he would be telling us more on this particular issue. But first, I needed to listen to another excerpt from that particular press statement that was released sometime last week.
So, against this backdrop, it is now clear that we are beset with the quarantine of where to support in making our complaints on issues of our imminent defeat, God forbid, in the 2023 presidential election in River State. Clearly, in acting out this boast, our governorship candidate in all his engagement has not found it convenient to mention, communicate, canvass support for his party's presidential candidate, how be it in person. By way of joining issues with us here, we challenge the governorship candidate, who is the coordinator of the PCC, to show banner, poster, billboard, where he shares with the presidential candidate. We challenge the candidate before you, the press, to show which media outfit he has sponsored jingles or publications, howsoever, for the presidential candidate of the party. Rather, our observations and keen followership of the campaigns hosted by the APC Rivers and governorship candidates of the party has shown that the duo are careful not to mention our presidential candidate so as not to be tarbrushed by certain infinitesimal anti-Tinubu Shettima forces who they believe would vote for them in the election of March 11, 2023. We challenge again the National Assembly candidates of the APC Rivers, whose elections are same 25th February 2023 with that of the president, to show posters, billboards, jingles, etc., where they share with the presidential candidates of our party.
Well, that's the voice of Tony Okocha. You already know that for the PDP in Rivers State, well, there's been a divide and the conversation has been on for a while now. But many never thought that we would have a similar kind of conversation concerning issues in the APC. So now you heard what Tony Okocha has said right there. And we're asking you to tell us, do you think that the Rivers APC is as divided with its support for the presidential, its presidential candidate, just like the Rivers PDP? Well, tell us what you think on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. You can send in your questions as well. We go back now to my guests. Thank you, Mr. Tony, for staying on the line for us. So you heard some of the things you said there, challenging the candidate of the governorship candidate to show where he has campaigned for the presidential candidate. You also challenged not just him, but also the House of Assembly candidates as well. Clarify for us, please. Very important. With all of these challenges coming, is the APC in Rivers State united with regards to the support of your presidential candidate ahead of the election?
I can tell you for free that APC Rivers State is united in our decision that Bola Ahmed Tinubu be president of the Republic of Nigeria.
So why don't we have the kind of support? Or why are you worried about, why are you questioning the level of support?
Yes, I'm worried because we needed to have some kind of a synergy. We had to have some kind of a direction. And that direction ought to be provided by the PCC. But let me tell you, let me assure you, we have moved on. We have launched on the auspices of the Independent Campaign Council, which is led by a prolific politician, Austin Okocha. We have launched on what they are doing. And I speak to you, in every word, you know, that ICC has been able to isolate the fact that River State has 6,868 polling units in the state. And for each of the 6,868 units in the state, not less than 25 persons have volunteered as canvassers. They are card carrying members. Now, if you find 25 by 6,860 something, you'll be hitting well over 100,000+ votes already. And these are canvassers. And I mean, take it that one canvasser is able to get another 3 or 4 persons. And you, of course, you can see how that will translate the victory for Tinubu University. That is not the issue in point. The issue in point here is that so that somebody does not go to take glory for what he never did. And for crying out loud, a party, you know, when you have convention, before the convention, you are disunited. Then when the upper convention and candidates emerge, you drop whatever ground seat you had initially. I'm trying to ensure that the party needs
to. So are you saying that some people are still aggrieved and people are still holding on to the grudges?
Yes, very well. If that's the case,
wouldn't that mean that there's a divide?
No, let me tell you a thing. You know, you said that you had the voice of Tony Okocha. Now, Tony Okocha was speaking as a chief messenger. In that meeting, if you ask the press men that covered that event, we were 22. And if you like, I can send you the list, the attendance that day. PCC and Rivers, PCC and ICC members in Rivers State, about 35 of us. Now, 22 persons will serve in that meeting to condemn the inactivity, the indiscretion, the idiosyncrasies of our supposed leader in the PCC. That is the point we are making, sir.
Mm.
And I said to you that it's not a witch hunt. We are only saying, look, this should be a wake-up call. And I challenge you, Andrew, I don't know how many times or how many jingles you have in your studio there that is being sponsored by PCC from River State as compared to what is coming in other states. I don't know how many jingles you have there, please.
You give us that information, but then, let me...
that day, I also challenged the press. I said, look, what the point we're making is...
The press is not a member of your party. It's not our business to know how many people are sponsoring jingles that are coming from your party for your candidates.
But in election season, you know that it's typical of politicians and political parties to sponsor jingles on radio stations.
Again, it's not the position of the press to know who is supporting who in your party and who is sponsoring what.
I agree with you. I'm making statements of fact. You know, let's not particularize it. Yeah, but the point I'm making again, sir, is that if you look around, I don't know we are making statements of fact. If they can go to any particular spot in the state to show me just one billboard where either of the candidates for National Assembly, whose election will be on the same day with that of Tinubu, you know, where he shares a post by a billboard with Tinubu, I will rest my case. And we're talking about 20-something days to the election. So what does that imply?
All right.
It implies that there is just an infinitesimal segment of the party who are still thinking that something will happen that will be anti-Tinubu, but that will not happen.
Okay.
Let's
dwell on what you just said, the latter part of your statement, please. You said there's a finitesimal amount of people who still believe that something could happen. What exactly would is the idea that they have? What do you think they expect to happen?
Andrew, well, it's in the public domain. We didn't concur some of those things that we didn't concur the things we said, not some, all of the things we said. Before the River Civil of Nigeria, some party members under the auspices of AP, well, at the helm of affairs, the chairman of the party, read out a press statement where they said that unless the party released 25% of the funds that were used to obtain nomination forms back to the state coffers for them to run, that they will quit the scene. They will not support the presidential candidate. They will not participate in party activities. And until the party is able to rein in party leadership that come to either inaugurate or then honor the invitation of the governor of River State to commission projects, which of course they feel is an affront, that they will no longer be part of what is happening in the party. But until their leader, so to speak, is accorded the larger than life respect and regard, that they are no longer going to participate, what else do you want me to say? All these are pointed out with the fact that just as an intentional thing, and we have said and we keep saying that Tinubu will score more votes APC in River State.
So in other words, those members of the APC who are supporting and working for the candidacy of Bola Tinubu are, are not on the same page with the leader of the party in River State. That's the former transport minister. Is that it?
Not badly so. I tell you a thing. If you know what is happening now, you know, a lot of eyes have been opened. People are beginning to smart up of the initial deceit, you know, that, you know, the overtime had inherited. They are beginning to break loose and to say to themselves, look, we need to work at our salvation. Andrew, you were in this state, and I repeat, that in 2016, APC River State performed abysmally. In 2019, it was worse. If we allow the situation the way it is, it will be worse in 2023.
All right.
And we're saying, though, that we have the capacity, we have all the things to move the party and move the candidates, you know, to the promised land in River State. We're not going to score 25% in River State. We will win the election in River State. I can assure you that.
All right, let's go take a few questions from our listener on WhatsApp. Livinus Njoku from Ichie says, the APC in the state is not divided, but I can say that the party in the state is not happy with what happened at the presidential primary, hence they are not giving much support to Tinubu. They cannot deny. He further says, the former Minister of Transport, as much as we know is his capacity in public speaking, has not been campaigning vigorously for Tinubu. Why? That's number one. Let's go on to another one. This one says, your guest has no atom of support for any APC candidate in River State. He's aware that presidential campaign is yet to be lifted to start off in the state. He has refused to attend meetings summoned by the coordinator APC PCC, Tony Cole, in the state. Your guest enjoys building recognition on profanity. And further went on to say that you are not a man, an APC man. That's Samuel. That's true. There's a lot of them. I just put them together so you respond separately. This one says, APC is the one playing a smart game here. They know Governor Wike was supporting Tinubu, but the state APC trying to pretend they are not on the no. Meanwhile, the state APC is banking on the support of Labour Party supporters that will pay Governor Wike back for not supporting Obi Peter Eze. In that statement, I also heard you at the end calling on the G5 governors to support your party presidential candidate. We're going to get into all of those, but another message says, for me, in all of this that is happening between APC and PDP is just an indication that these two parties are our problem in Nigeria. If these parties don't go into extinction, Nigeria will not be liberated, so they should continue their fight because it's a good thing for Nigerians. Victor sent in that message. Another person here says, Rivers PDP has been divided since Governor Wike lost from the presidential primary and formed the G5. Honestly, this is what is happening to Governor Makinde in Oyo State. Sim was not recognized by PDP National. Same thing is also happening to APC. Tony Cole is not in cordial relationship with the party National or canvases for Tinubu and Shettima. This is from Ayo Mile. The leadership of your party at the national level aware of the state of campaigns here in Rivers State, and how are they reacting to it? You can just respond to that as well as some of the questions that have been raised from the WhatsApp messages.
The party and the candidate of our party are aware that there is no campaign going on under the auspices of the PCC in Rivers State. And I said to you that this is a presidential campaign council of the APC. The word campaign is in the distress. They are aware that under that auspices, no campaign for the presidential candidate has ever held anywhere. Okay? Not until now that the ICC is on stream, and ICC, like I told you, has started doing something. By now, I'm sure that in your studio and other stations, they would have been listening, you have been playing jingles sponsored by the ICC. In a few days, I'm just told, even by now I'm going to Calabar, I'm just told that there are billboards already mounted in streets and in conspicuous locations in River State under the auspices of the ICC to campaign for our candidate. And that immediately after and before the 15th of February, when our candidate is strengthened in River State, you will see the tornado. You will see the tsunami that will happen in River State, courtesy of the ICC. The PCC, more or less, which I am also a member, seem to have lost our thoughts. We seem to have lost our thoughts. And the reason for that is because of the ineptitude of the leadership of the PCC. The indiscretion of the leadership of the PCC is the point in this case. That whether or not River people and APC would support and vote for APC in River State,
One of the messages here says you refuse to attend meetings called up by the governorship candidate.
Andrew, I will not listen. I did not speak for myself alone. I said that we are 35 in the state. Mm. Out of 35, 25 persons attended the meeting. I will have five apologies. How many was that? 27 out of 35 saying the same thing. And some who would not even say. I'm not saying because they have attended a meeting or they have been followed to any meeting. But because they are too scared, they are too afraid to say. But the truth of the matter remains that no meeting ever held. No meeting was ever convened by anybody. And I'm saying that clearly. I agree, and I want to inform you that some directorates have met or are meeting or once or twice. And then after meeting, there has to be a table where all of those suggestions will be put together. And that would have been under the authority of the general meeting of the PCC and the ICC members. Of the person who has the power to convene that meeting is, of course, the coordinator, who is very cold himself, and the candidate of the party for that matter.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
There's no facts to prove.
All right, let's go to the phone.
The other thing they will say is that Senegote is not a member. I am a founding member of the All Progressive Congress. I was chief of staff of Penatla, and I say this for the first time. Let me blow my trumpet that I was part of the union and the overt arrangements in the founding of APC River State. If you took out the governor, who was the leader of the party in the state at that point, the next other person that knew every other thing else, and even more that happened in the founding of the university, is the Chief Sonny Okocha as the Chief of Staff. Of course, you know what the office of the Chief of Staff is.
Okay. All right. Yes, of course.
In all of these, Thomas Thoth and Rick Marrows, nobody can say that he has seen me tender any level of visitation. Neither has anybody said to you that I was suspended or expelled from the party by my ward or by the state. So how on earth will anybody say I'm not a member of the party? Because I do not acquiesce to their inactivity, I will not.
All right, let's get on to the phone lines and take a few calls. 0700923 0923 is the number to call. 0700923 0923. That is the number for you to call to be a part of the conversation. And on Facebook Live, Josephine Buduziri says, the gospel truth is that no right-thinking Rivers person will vote for the current ABC presidential candidate we don't think is fit for the job, but Rivers people are ready to vote for the governorship candidate. Innocent Woke says APC is deeply divided, not only amongst party faithfuls, but among tribal and geographical lines. They keep on demarketing their candidate by bringing untold hardship to the electorates. How then would the electorates vote for them? It brings us to what your candidate even complained about the Naira issue, said it was targeted at him. He also said that the petrol situation is also targeted at him. We'll get you to respond, especially to the Naira notes, knowing that he is a part of the party that is in government, that is making all of these decisions. Let's get on to Gift in Yenagoa. Good morning, Gift.
Good morning, my brother Andrew. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. Straight to the point, please. We don't have a lot of time.
Yes, no time. I'm even angry because of the time. Frankly speaking, let me say good morning to your guest, the former chief of staff. Let me tell us, don't compare what is happening in PDP, just like what he cleared the air. That is the truth. Don't compare, because there was agreement in the PDP matter. But in terms of this one, somebody insulted his own opponent and talked about his weakness and even went to the stadium to horror and all the rest. They did fasting and prayer and all the rest. Nothing happened. The man won them at the end of the day. Since then, what the leader has been saying is talking about people bribing and all the rest, talking down on the primaries. And he has never for one day supported this man or canvassed vote for him or campaigned for him. The Labour Party is talking about, as a truth, that is what they are doing. Have you seen any billboard? Come out if you're a man, behave like Wiki. We're talking about agreement between the national and the state, what they agreed before even the primaries. We are not talking about people who, at the end of the day, bad losers, but they will come on your radio station at Disney Week every day at night. But one day, the candidate has not talked about Tinubu. He should come out. The Igbo vote is thinking of, at the end of the day, will be disappointed. Tinubu will still win. Thank you.
All right, Gift, thank you very much. Another message here on WhatsApp says that it's simple and clear. APC candidates have refused to associate their campaign with the APC presidential candidate because it will lessen their chances of winning. He also went on to say, have you heard Senator Magnus Abe mention Tinubu again as his choice? This is Ubong from Echie with that message. This person says, is your guest an APC man? If yes, has he attended any of the rallies APC is carrying out all over the local government areas? Is it the presidential candidate that will make billboards or others will make for the presidential candidate? Shola Tobins is asking that question. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. John from Rumakrushi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
All right, just go ahead with your question so my guest is listening.
Yes, please ask your guest. Since Soyeko started his campaign in River State, how many times has he attended Soyeko campaign if he's a member of ABC? That's one. Number two, he said the ABC in River State is not supporting the national, the candidate in the national. Ask him. Has he not seen Rotimi Amaechi in campaign in Jos and also in Adamawa, where he was pulled out and he shook hands with the presidential candidate of the party and they exchanged greetings right there? Ask your guest also, how much has he contributed into the campaign of Soyeko here in River State?
All right.
He's actually a member of APC.
Okay, John, thank
and
you very much.
To defect, as at the time he lost his case, in the River State judiciary, in the Supreme Court, and he defected to PDP. So when did he come back to ABC as to claim member of ABC? Thank you.
All right, John, thank you very much. Quickly, Mr. Akacha, I would just need you to respond to a few of the questions you just heard in 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. I heard let me begin with the last one. The last information. I never got to Supreme Court 3 days for any matter. And I never left APC for any day, for any reason whatsoever. And I said that before, that if he has a copy of the resignation letter that I wrote announcing my resignation from the party, please such in tender. That's on that. On the issue of how much money, how much I have contributed to the Soyeko campaign or whatever, but I am not a member of this campaign council. I don't know if he has one at all. I told you that I am the chairman of the Protocol and Logistics Committee of Grassroots Independent Campaign Council. I'm living up to my billing in that office. So I cannot multifunction. I can be like yesterday I was in Akwa Ibom, today I'm in Calabar, and tomorrow I'll be in Anambra, and then at the same time I'll also be in whatever I don't know.
When would the campaign train come to River State?
On the 15th, clearly, so 15th of February, the presidential campaign will come to River State.
Will the governorship candidate of the APC be present?
I don't know about that. You'll be the one to answer the question. And then you talked about Rotimi Amaechi campaigning in Jos and campaigning in Samawa. How can he be exposing my former boss that way? He campaigned only in Jos because that was the flag off of the campaigns and the president was to attend. That is eye service. He campaigned in Adamawa because the president was to attend. That is eye service. I don't even know about the campaign. Is he putting up presents or he's talking? Have you heard that there was any of the rallies, any of the campaigns that he has taken the microphone to talk about Tinubu? Other candidates have lost the elections with him, the primary elections with him. The likes of our party are campaigning everywhere with the presidential candidate, going to all the states with the presidential candidate.
Let's go on a short commercial. Let's go on a very short commercial. When we come back, you wrap things up for us. Just 2 minutes commercial. Stay on the line.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, then quickly, let's begin to wrap things up and go back to my guest, Tony Okocha. To conclude on this particular issue, well, the conversation has majorly been on whether or not the APC in River State is fully in support of its presidential candidates. Questions has been raised with regards to the campaign methods. Mr. Okocha, thank you for staying on the line. And just 1 minute, let's get your final words on this. People still questioning whether you're a member of the APC, and that was what you were trying to handle. You said 15th of this month we'll be expecting the presidential candidate of your party in River State, and you do not know whether the candidate, governorship candidate, would be present. Again, clarify for us, what is next? Are we expecting a meeting, or is the campaign situation going to remain the same? What should we be expecting now?
Well, just to say, like I said, in 1 minute, it will be difficult, you know, for anybody to even continue to talk about my membership of the APC. And I've said clearly that because you show me a letter of resignation that I was expelled from the party. They are unable to say that they should just hide their faces in shame. On the issue of the campaign, whether the candidate will appear or not, it's not within my power to say. I'm not the minister and crown. It's for the candidate to himself say whether he will attend the campaign that will happen in River State or not. And then when the APC is divided and all of this, I can tell you for free that a large chunk of the APC in River State will vote for Bola Ahmed Tinubu, not those ones that won him pampers during the convention era. You know, there are some persons in the state that won him pampers on social media. Some put him on stretcher on social media and declared him incompetent and incapacitated. Some persons, I do not know whether they are repented, because their master have not told them that they should repent. Because there are some men that said...
So there's a divide in the APC, that's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I said. Amethi has campaigned for school and candidates in Moha. Please, I want them to get the tip of that campaign whether he mentioned, even in passing, the candidature of Bola Ahmed Tinubu for president of Nigeria under the auspices of...
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Tony Okocha. But we're already out of time. Thank you very much, and a successful trip. Thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.